This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
The 23rd to the 29th of September is National Eye Health Week, promoting the importance of good eye health and the need for regular eye tests for everyone. RNIB Scotland has partnered with Optometry Scotland this year, and joining me now is optometrist and vice chair of Optometry Scotland, Ailey Thompson. Welcome into RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, how are you doing?
And what's the message from Optometry Scotland in this National Eye Health Week?
Our main message is always that it's so important to have your eyes tested. We want to advise everyone that if they've not had an eye test within the last 2 years, that they should be contacting their optometrist. And we're lucky in Scotland that everybody is entitled to an NHS-funded eye exam, and we would encourage everyone to have their eyes tested regularly. Early detection is so important and managing many diseases. And so it's really important that if there is a problem, it's found early so that the outcome can be as good as possible.
And you mentioned we should be getting our eyes tested at least every 2 years. What does a usual appointment with an optometrist involve?
Normal appointments, if you're not having any overarching concerns, is going to be coming in, going through a few questions about your vision, about your general health, and about your eye history. Quick check of your vision to see what you can see up on the letter chart, see if there's any prescription glasses that will make you see any better. And then an eye health check that looks at the front and the inside of your eyes. We may also then do some peripheral vision testing to ensure that you're seeing things out the side of your vision properly, and then take some images inside of your eyes to get a better look at things. Depending on what we're finding, there may be some other tests that are required.
And regular eye tests, as we say, are so important to understanding someone's ongoing eye health. Do you find that people sometimes put them off, or maybe they're sort of reluctant to make an appointment in the first place?
Yeah, and I do think that that can happen, and there's a few reasons for it. Having spoken with patients myself over the years, there's various reasons. Sometimes it's being afraid of a hidden cost. And so I'd like to reassure everyone that an NHS-funded eye exam is available to everyone in Scotland. And then obviously for buying glasses, some people may be entitled to help and support with that. Sometimes there's also just a bit of a fear of the unknown and not wanting to find out about something that could be wrong with their eyes, and maybe afraid of bad news. But again, my advice would be, with so many conditions when it comes to your eye health, the sooner the better in detecting them, because we're often able to manage conditions much better if they're picked up early.
And are there people in the community who are maybe more difficult to reach? Are younger people more hesitant sometimes than older people to prioritise their eye health?
Yeah, that can be the case. I think especially if your vision is good. So if you're not feeling that you're needing glasses, I think there's definitely a bit of a disconnect with people who feel that coming for an eye test is only about whether or not they need to wear glasses or contact lenses. And if they feel that they can see okay, they don't bother to come in for a test. But so many eye conditions are symptomless in the early stages, that being able to come in and have something like glaucoma detected at an early stage, the patient isn't necessarily going to know that that's a problem until it's too late to do something about it. So definitely really important that even if they're feeling they can see okay, they're still coming in to get that eye health check done.
And what are some of the things that people can do to look after their eyes? There are some quite simple lifestyle changes that can help.
Absolutely. So it depends on age a lot of the time what the best advice is going to be. I think so many of us are doing more screen time now than ever before, so just some general advice for eye comfort would be to take regular breaks from screens. We can definitely get very involved in what we're doing, and before we know it, we've been staring at our computer for a couple of hours. So every 20 to 30 minutes, taking a few seconds, looking away into the distance, taking a few big blinks, and then going back to your screen can relieve symptoms of eye strain. Making sure that you're drinking enough water, having enough sleep, can really help with dry eye symptoms that, again, can be associated with your lifestyle. If you're doing a job that's in an air-conditioned office, for example, or staring at a screen all day. And then dietary factors are so important as well. Thinking about things like macular degeneration, leafy green vegetables are really important for the nutrition that they provide to the eyes. UV protection is also very important. Thinking about conditions that come on as we age, like cataract and macular degeneration, we know that there's a link with UV exposure. And so wearing sunglasses is so important as well.
And if someone listening is concerned about their sight or a change in their vision, what do they need to do?
First thing that they should be doing is contacting their optometrist. In Scotland, we have something called first port of call, and optometrists are first port of call for any eye condition in Scotland. So whether that's a a sore eye, got a foreign body in your eye, something like that, we want to know about it, we'll be able to help. Or whether it's something more significant that's going to need a referral to the hospital, we're still the first place that you should be coming for any concerns with your eyes.
And can you tell us a bit about the wider work of Optometry Scotland?
Absolutely. So Optometry Scotland is the body that basically negotiates with the Scottish Government on behalf of our members. So we're very involved with working closely with Scottish Government colleagues to implement fee reviews. So thinking about the funding that we receive for performing NHSI examinations, but also for working towards enhanced services that are going to be rolled out in Scotland. So most notably at the moment, there is the ongoing rollout of a community glaucoma service, whereby patients are being discharged from their hospital glaucoma service into specially trained optometrists in the community. So that has happened in a few health boards already and is being rolled out across the country over the coming months. And so that's a really exciting change for the patients primarily, because they're going to benefit with shorter distances to travel to the appointments and being able to access their care closer to home. And there's a few other similar schemes with various other eye conditions and low vision that Optometry Scotland are working closely with the Scottish Government to roll out in the coming years.
And what's the relationship like between Optometry Scotland and RNIB?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. So working with the third sector is so important for raising awareness of the important job that optometrists in Scotland can do to support the patients that are living with sight loss. So we're always keen to ensure that that relationship is strong and that we're doing whatever we can to support the third sector organisations who need optometrists to help.
And what's happening across this week? Are there events to mark National Eye Health Week?
Yes, so there's multiple events happening across the country. Particularly for Optometry Scotland, we are hosting MSPs or MPs in multiple practices so that they can see the important work that Optometry Scotland and RNIB is doing to support our patients across the country, and then hopefully then reflect that back into the discussions and the decisions that are being made at Scottish Government.
Well, what's the best way to keep up with the work of Optometry Scotland?
Following us on our social medias, so Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn are probably the ones where we're most active. And if there's any specific requests, you can email into office@optometryscotland.org.uk.
National Eye Health Week runs between the 23rd and the 29th of September. Vice Chair of Optometry Scotland, Ailey Thompson, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Pleasure. Thank you.